Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, we want to consider the fact that, and continue, as we've been, the Lord was tested and tried and offered up Himself.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be exceeding glad. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will be exceeding glad. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will sing my Maker's praise. This is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and give.
Luke 9:51, and it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Notice the number of options that we could. Now, this is not an inclusive list, and I'm just selecting several things that could have been said. According to John 1:29, we'll see this in just a moment. But first, when the Lord in this passage said the day had come, the time had come when he should be received up, was he going to offer up himself as the perfect example, the example for which everyone was waiting, or the example which the Lord God wanted to send only as an example? Were they waiting for a great educator to come along and to teach them how to do things? Or were they waiting for a great physician, someone who could come along with an answer to all of man's woes as far as physical problems are concerned? Were they waiting for a great social reform in that they would have a king who had great wisdom and was a great social worker? No, John said, all of these, of course, is true about him. He was the perfect example. He is the master. He is the great physician. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. But notice how John the Baptist introduced him. This is the Lamb of God. Behold, look on, place your eyes upon this one who is the Lamb of God to do what? To take away the sin of the world. So the Lord is telling us our greatest need was not that we needed a perfect example or a great educator or a great physician or a great social worker or a great political leader. We needed a Savior. And the Lord Jesus had come as that Savior. He is that Lamb to take away sin. Our greatest need, therefore, is that we have one who can take away our sin. Now, when the Lord went to Jerusalem, he was tried. He was tested. Is he the one who is this perfect one, the one in whom there is no blemish? You remember when the lamb was taken for the offering, the high priest, the person who was offering the lamb, had to take the lamb and for 14 days examine to see if there were no blemishes in the lamb. And then he'd offer it up to the high priest, and the priest would, of course, slay the lamb. He couldn't, the man who was offering the lamb could not offer a lamb that had any kind of blemish. Malachi spoke against this after the children of Israel returned from captivity. Don't give God what you don't want. Don't give him your leftovers. He wants the best. He deserves the best. He is God. He is the one who is to be revered and to be worshipped. Now, when they took the Lord before Annas and Caiaphas, they tested him there, and they found no fault in him. The Sanhedrin, they tested him, and they couldn't find anything wrong with him. They tried. They made their accusations, and they found nothing. And then the Sanhedrin comes back later and decides that they're going to carry out their sentence. They're going to accuse him falsely of blasphemy. Then the Lord goes before Pilate, and Pilate says, I find no fault in him. And he says it twice. He tells them that he finds no fault. His wife tells him that she suffered many things concerning him and have nothing to do with this righteous man. He goes before Herod, and he won't speak to Herod. And Herod here thinks that he is John the Baptist, who has come back from the dead. You see, Herod had beheaded John the Baptist. And now he thinks that all of the miracles that are being done are done in the power of John the Baptist by the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus won't even speak to him. You know, friends, that's a very bad state when God won't talk to you. You think that you run away from him, you refuse to go to church, you run from the preacher, you don't want to be witnessed to, you don't want people to tell you the things of the Lord. And when God should decide not to speak to you anymore, now, that's the way you want it? That's the way you want it? In this life, is that the way you want it? It's a sad state. In hell, that's the way people have it. God won't speak to them anymore. Remember, Saul would not be spoken to by the Lord, so he turns to a witch for help. And then the Lord is brought back before Pilate, and Pilate again says, I find no fault in him. Yes, the Lord is telling us we needed a Savior. And that's why God gave his Son, one without blemish. He offered up himself without spot to God. He was tested and tried and examined, and they never found one fault in him. He was offered up as our offering, as the Lamb to take away the sin of the world. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.